The History of Tomato. The Origins. The wild tomato, or Solanum racemigerum, is originally from western South America. Brought to Central America, it was cultivated by the Mayan, who developed the fruit in its largest shape which we know today. Adopted by the Aztecs in turn, they cultivated it in the southern regions of Mexico. It was there that Hernán Cortés first saw it between 1519 and 1521 during the occupation of the region. For Mexico, the seeds were brought to Spain by the returning colonists and missionaries who borrowed the term tomatil used by natives and called the new fruit tomate. Dictionaries first established the presence of the word tomate in the Spanish language around the year 1532, but in reality, the tomate brought from America were two different plants. Tomato and tomatillo. The Aztec word tomatil generally defined something roundish and bubbly. According to the different prefix, it indicated tomato, xitomatil, or tomatillo, miltomatil, a small round fruit also belonging to the Solanaceae family, but to a different genus, Physalis ixocarpa. Europeans picked up only on the generic term, creating a bit of confusion when both plants, tomato and tomatillo, arrived from overseas. The tomatillo is characterized by a green casing which dries and breaks when the inner fruit is mature. It is pale green, tending to yellow in color, and was more popular than tomato among Aztecs. It grew among the cornfields, and it was used in sauces containing red pepper, also called chili, or to make the famous Mexican green sauce. Botanical studies of the second half of the 1500s testify that tomato and tomatillo were regularly confused with each other. New foods from the New World. The encounter between the Old and New World was the occasion for one of the most extraordinary exchanges in the history of human nutrition. Together with the tomato, many previously unknown foods such as corn, hot pepper, and other varieties of peppers, manioc, beans, peanuts, potato and sweet potato, also known as batata, some varieties of squash, sunflower, pineapple, and other tropical fruit, avocado and papaya, cocoa, vanilla, turkey, and tobacco arrived in Europe. To the American continent were brought rice, wheat, barley, rye, oats, lentils, chickpeas, beans, chards, artichokes, spinach, carrots, melons, pomegranates, citrus fruit, peaches, cherries, grapes, olives, coffee, and sugarcane. The Europeans, who wished to maintain in the new continent the lifestyle that they were used to, brought with them numerous animals, horses, donkeys, mules, cows, swine, goat, sheep, and courtyard birds, which were unknown in America up to that point. In Europe. The tomato appeared in Europe in the first half of the 1500s, but it did not find immediate popularity in Spain. One hypothesis is that the first varieties brought to Europe contained solanine in such high quantities as to make them indigestible. That is why it was used as an ornamental plant or as a medicinal plant for study purposes in botanical gardens and therefore had a very limited diffusion. Only subsequent variety selections rendered the tomato completely edible. In Italy. Italy was the first European country after Spain to know the tomato, due to the close relationships between the Bourbons and the ruling Italian families of the time, and to Spanish domains on the territory. A linguistic analysis of the terms used for the new species can help us hypothetically reconstruct the paths of its geographical diffusion. Sicily, where the term pumaruri is used, which derives from the French pomme d'amour, was most likely the first Italian region to know the new plant, thanks to direct Spanish influence on the island. From this region come the most ancient Italian recipes based on tomato, especially sauces and dry conserve. In Sardinia, a Spanish possession until 1720, and northern Italy, the term tomate, derived from Spanish language, was used in various spellings. The central and southern parts of Italy used the word pomodoro, modified in pomarola in Naples, a term deriving from classical literature and from the color of the first fruits which arrived there. Official documented history of the tomato in Italy began on October 31, 1548, in Pisa, when Cosimo de' Medici received from the Florentine farm of Torre del Gallo a basket of tomatoes born from seeds donated to his wife Elena of Toledo by her father, who was the viceroy of the Kingdom of Naples. From Sardinia, The tomato probably reached Genoa, spreading throughout the Liguria region thanks to the favorable climate, and from there to Piacenza and then Parma, which at the time was the capital of the duchy, and later to Milan, to Novara, and to Turin. The diffusion of the tomato in our country was very slow, though. The initial diffidence towards the new fruit, which did not resemble anything known up to that time, squelched its potential as a food product for a long time. Gastronomic experimentation began only in the 1700s, and in the 1800s, this led to the large diffusion which we know today.